Well, good evening once again. It's a pleasure to be with you tonight. Tonight, as throughout this day, the church celebrates the dedication of the Cathedral Church of Rome, the Pope's local parish, as Bishop of Rome. It was originally dedicated to Pope Sylvester I in the year 324 and called Most Holy Savior. It is called St. John Lateran today because it was built on property donated by the Laterani family and for its baptistry, named for St. John the Baptist. Over the centuries, this church has withstood barbarian attacks, earthquakes, and fire. It has endured many things over the centuries, as has the church, as has the papacy. And there is something to be said about such endurance. Now, I confess that I am not attracted to either the idea or the practice of celebrating inanimate objects, such as church buildings. But somehow such a practice seems contrary to the real point and fruit of our faith. Our foundation is in a person, Jesus. Our promise is in the blessing offered to each of us by the Blessed Trinity. So I wonder, why the focus on a particular building? A partial answer to my wonder may be found in the readings for tonight. Tonight's readings focus on the prominence of the temple in both the Hebrew and the Christian scriptures. Churches, temples, synagogues, and mosques have been and remain the center of faith tradition throughout the centuries. With the establishment of the covenant between Yahweh and the Israelite community, their leaders desired to build a place for the Ark of the Covenant to reside as a sign of the presence of God. Several times, Yahweh communicated rather emphatically that he did not want a building, a place. However, over the course of the years, the temple in Jerusalem was built, destroyed, and rebuilt. The community was determined to have a place. This leads me to further wonder if it is easier to think of God being in a tangible place, of God being in a building. Do we like the notion of going to or being in God's house? Is the tangible nature of such a place important to us? In our tradition, the image of temple is rich and strong and central in the scriptures. It indicates the presence of God. In the Israelite community, the temple area was a place not only of commerce and community gathering, but also a place of sacrifice, purification, thanksgiving, atonement, and worship. It was a place of priestly priority. It was in the temple precinct that the Holy of Holies resided, separate and apart from the people, but accessible to the priests. Above all else, it was where the Israelite people intersected with God. They went to the temple to offer sacrifice, to worship, to atone for misdeeds. Going up to the temple is a recurring and significant event in the life of the Israelite community. The temple was and is the place where one may meet God. It is often the same today. We go to church in order to worship, to atone, to interact with God. We attach ourselves to particular places, to particular churches, because they are spaces that have become important to us, because they are the place where we have encountered God. One of the wonderful experiences that I had following my ordination to the priesthood was the sudden realization that at the most important moments in people's lives, They go to the church. I realized in preparing these remarks that this is likely the significant reason why people are so upset with the possible or actual closing of a particular church, because the space has become important to them vis-a-vis their personal encounter and relationship with God. In their objection, they are in as much saying, I meet God in this place. Do not take away my meeting place with God. As for ourselves, we come to this space, to this church, dedicated for a particular purpose, to meet God. We do it every week, or for some, every day. We are here, and quietly, subtly, this space has become a sacred space for each one of us. And if these walls could talk, the stories they could tell. But they don't tell, which is why we come here and tell, often in silence, our story. In today's gospel, Jesus' frustration and anger was not solely at the use of the temple for commercial endeavors. It was appropriate for the money changers to be present. They were there to offer service to the foreign traveler who would need appropriate currency in which to purchase the sacrificial offering. Jesus' anger was at the misuse of the temple areas. Any cheating of the poor or foreign traveler would have angered Jesus. The temple had become more than a marketplace. Jesus was angry about the separation of the holies of holies from the peoples. There was no open door policy for the people to access the sanctuary of the temple. I suggest that Jesus may also have been frustrated at the narrow understanding of what temple meant and indicated then and perhaps now. Jesus was trying to tell the people that he himself was the temple of God. He did not understand nor appreciate the significance, they did not understand nor appreciate the significance of what he meant. Jesus tells us that we, too, are a temple of the Holy Spirit of God. Being created in the image of God, we each are a blessed temple. It is difficult and overwhelming to appreciate what that means to us in our relationship to Jesus. Our very being glorifies God, as does all creation. As conscious beings, we are able, called, and invited to respond to the indwelling of God, to be a temple in a personal, unique, and intimate way. Do I treat myself? Do I treat others as a place in which God dwells? As human beings, we are invited to participate in the ongoing creation of God's kingdom. What does all this mean? How can it be? What am I to do? Tonight, and in the days ahead, I encourage you to take the time to simply sit in silence, to be still and know God. Go to a favorite and comfortable place and pray. Just be in silence. Allow God to fill you with his presence. Allow yourself to experience being temple. Consider honestly how God wishes to dwell with you and within you. Become and be aware of the nearness of God. Become and be aware of the indwelling of God. here, in your heart, and in your soul. Become and be aware of the temple of God, which God has built of you, and how God delights to dwell there in your walls of flesh and bone. My sisters and brothers, the day of our dedication was the day of our baptism. That day of dedication warrants a humble and honest remembrance and sincere gratitude. Thanks be to God.